You know, Walt, as we've gone through this whole situation with the COVID-19, the coronavirus, yep. we've seen some very interesting things popping up with people wanting to help and do something good for the community.
That's right. And joining us to talk about that right now is Beth Milner from Beth Milner Jewelry in Marquette. Good morning, Beth. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Walt. How are you?
We're doing very well. You know, it's a beautiful morning, and all morning we've been talking about, you know, people coming together and doing things to help out with the coronavirus pandemic, and you are doing something in particular that focuses on masks. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Yeah, I've hired several businesses, makers and artists to make masks, and so we've been selling those online on a sliding scale where there's a base price that's a little below cost, and then other people can choose to pay more, which helps offset the cost of the cheaper ones. And we've kind of been doing that for about a month now.
How has the response been so far?
We've sold thousands of masks, so it's been really good, and it feels like the sliding scale equal out. Our goal is to just break even and help people.
So how does it work? You say a sliding scale. You've got a certain fee maybe you're charging, but then if people want to help out with more money, I mean, is this a fundraiser or what?
Well, basically, yeah. So people can pay less or they can pay more, and the ones who pay more offset the lower cost masks. And so each week I frantically get together all the math and numbers, and I might have to adjust the sliding scale to make up for that, but it seems to equal out pretty nice. And if we end up with extra money, it'll go back to the community.
One of the things you're saying, Beth, is you've hired some seamstresses, some folks to help make these. Was that also a catalyst to maybe give some folks some work right now as we are in these times?
Yeah, you know, I just thought a lot of people are out of work, and I thought this would be a great way to employ people, and we're buying most of our fabric as local as possible. We have a new fundraiser mask that just released this morning for the Vista Theater, and I have that screen printed by Repeater Press by Nick, who I was in college with, and it was designed by Alexandria Vangelis. Alexa, sorry, morning now here. And so she did the design, and we have someone sewing it today. So we're hoping to have those available. They're available online now for pre-order, and we think they'll be ready by Monday. And so we're, you know, those masks are $25, and five will automatically go to the Vista, and then any amount people give above that will also go to the theater.
So are you doing different designs then? How's this? I mean, is there a choice that people can make with these, Beth?
With the Vista Theater one, there's just one design, but we have probably 40 different mask designs on the website. We even have a couple beard masks, although they might sell quick if I say it on the radio. We have kid sizes, we have toddler sizes, we have two different kinds of elastic, we have two different types of cloth ties, so we really are trying to make sure that these are versatile.
Yeah.
So you're able to basically pick out a mask to fit your personality.
If we got to do it, we may as well have a little bit of fun, right?
Right. Exactly. You know, here's the thing. We're talking with Beth Milner here, Beth Milner Jewelry in Marquette. You're saying this is all available and find information online. What is the website to go to see what the choices are?
You can visit BethMilner.com, and that's M-I-L-L-N-E-R, like Miller with an N.
Now, this is an interesting idea. You say thousands of masks have moved, and this is, you're getting orders, I'm sure, from all over the place, but you're also focusing locally with this in a way that really seems like you're helping to support the community. How did this idea happen?
Well, we always have been community-oriented. We have a fundraiser program with the jewelry that our application is actually closing at the end of the month. And where I usually design a piece of jewelry and it gets back to the community. We extended the deadline due to the pandemic, and so there's still room for nonprofits to apply there. And with the pandemic, I realized that arts are really taking a hit.
Yes.
You know, they're not able to do performances or practice and things like that. And the Vista Theater, my long-term employee Lex, has been with me about 4 years, and they've been on the board of the Vista that whole time. And so it came to mind that maybe we should give to the theater. And so that's kind of where the idea came about.
I'm looking on your website right now, Beth, and that Vista Theater mask, the one that I'm looking at on your main page, is really sharp.
This is
really, really interesting work. And really, like you said, there's a full selection for folks if they want to get one for the kids, one for the toddlers, one for themselves. You really run the gamut here as far as the designs. These are really sharp.
Thank you. Yeah, we even have mask supplies, and we have a free pattern on our blog, too. So if people are wanting to make masks, they can actually purchase items needed there from one stop location too.
Now it says here same day pickup, so folks can actually come and get these, correct?
Yep, they'd be ordering online or over the phone. We prefer online just because it's a little bit hard with all of us working kind of remotely in different places. But if people need to call, they don't have access, we really want to open that up to folks who don't have the ability to get on a computer. I had a woman who was legally blind call and order several masks the other day, and we were able to ship them to her. And so, yeah, people can order, and we're aiming for a two-hour pickup window where they'll get an email notification that their order is ready for pickup, and we're socially distancing and doing this. So Jane's at the shop, and I'm at home, and the manager's at home, and so we're really trying our best to keep everybody safe while we get these masks out into the community.
This is what we've been talking about here on the show, about how the community is coming up with new and interesting ways to support each other during this pandemic. Beth, this is a really cool project. Again, what is the website for folks to go check out?
People can visit BethMilner.com. So that's M-I-L-L-N-E-R.
All right, Beth, we appreciate you giving us a couple minutes. Great project, and certainly hope you get a few more thousand of them moving for you as well. All right?
Awesome. Thanks a lot. You too.
Okay, talk to you. Bye-bye.
Oh, well, and again, do check out that website. It is it's great work. And like I said, that Vista Theater mask is sharp.
Yeah, so it's BethMilner.com. As she said, Beth Milner, M-I-L-L-N-E-R. You can check it out there. And we'll have this information at our website, including highlights from our interview with Beth. That's sunny.fm coming up a little bit later today.
7:47. It is gorgeous this morning. Even better this afternoon. More in a moment.